Following in the footsteps of Popes Paul VI and Blessed John Paul II, Pope Benedict XVI celebrated World Mission Sunday by canonizing 7 new saints. Tens of thousands of pilgrims from around the world gathered in St. Peter's Square as Jacques Berthou, Pedro Calungsod, Giovanni Battista Piemarta, Maria Carmen Saez y Berengueres, Marianne Cope, Kateri Tekakwitha, and Anna Schaefer were raised to the honors of the altar. Sean Patrick Lovett has more.
In his homily during the Mass, Pope Benedict noted that the canonization was taking place as bishops from around the world are gathered in Rome to take part in the General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops. The coincidence between this ecclesiastical meeting and World Mission Sunday, he said, is a happy one, and the Word of God that we've listened to sheds light on both subjects. It shows how to be evangelizers, called to bear witness and to proclaim the Christian message, configuring ourselves to Christ and following his very path. This is true both for the mission, ad gentes, and for the new evangelization. The Pope gave a brief reflection on the life and works of each of the new saints, among them Pedro Calungsod from the Philippines.
Pedro, however, displayed deep faith and charity, and continued to catechize his many converts, giving witness to Christ by a life of purity and dedication to the gospel.
St. Pedro was martyred in 1672. Marianne Cope, also canonized today, was born in Germany but moved to the United States at a very young age. She joined the Franciscan order and became Superior General of her congregation. She eventually answered the call to serve the lepers in the Hawaiian island of Molokai.
At a time when little could be done for the suffering from this terrible disease, Marianne Cope showed the highest love, courage, and enthusiasm.
Also today, the canonization of the first Native American saint from North America, Kateri Tekakwitha.
Leading a simple life, Kateri remained faithful to her love for Jesus, to prayer, and to daily mass. Her greatest wish was to know and to do what pleased God.
Speaking in French, the Holy Father prayed, St. Kateri, protectress of Canada and first Native American saint, we entrust to you the renewal of faith in the First Nations and in all of North America. May God bless the First Nations. At the end of the solemn Mass, the Holy Father addressed the faithful before the recitation of the Angelus. In his remarks, he called upon Mary, the Queen of all saints, and turned his thoughts especially to the Marian Shrine of Lourdes, which is experiencing heavy flooding. In particular, said Pope Benedict XVI, we wish today to entrust to the maternal protection of Our Lady all missionaries, priests, religious, and lay people, that in every part of the world sow the good seed of the gospel. He prayed too for the Synod of Bishops as they continue to face the challenge of the new evangelization for the transmission of the Christian faith. Pope Benedict concluded his remarks with greetings in several languages to all the pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square.
On the happy occasion of the canonization today, I greet the official delegations and all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors, especially those from the Philippines, Canada, and the United States of America. May the holiness and witness of the saints inspire us to draw closer to the Son of God, who for such great love came to serve and offer his life for our salvation. God bless you all.